Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. It's an opportunity for me to bring one of our Lifestyles members onto the show so that you can learn from them. You can understand what was going through their mind as they were pursuing real estate. And more importantly, you get a holistic approach. You get to understand where people are at the beginning, where they are as they're transitioning through this whole real estate model that we call Lifestyles Unlimited, and where they're currently at, and more importantly, where they're going. Now, my guest today, tell you what, I've known this guy for quite a while. I've had an opportunity to speak with him. I've had him on this radio show in the past, and the reason I've brought him back is because I think he has a very compelling story. It's not necessarily a story of massive success. You know, I own $800 million worth of real estate. No, it's not that. But it is a story of somebody that got focused. It is a story of somebody that realized that there was something different than what they were doing, and they weren't satisfied with society's calling. In other words, you know, go to school, get a good job, get good grades, get into a good line of work, yada, yada, yada. You've heard me say that a million times before. This gentleman is going to educate you. He is going to help you understand what works and what doesn't work. And more importantly, he currently has a position within the Lifestyles Unlimited community. He is basically, well, he runs all of our real estate operations on the sales side for our San Antonio and Austin markets. And let me bring Casey on. Casey, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you for the introduction. How are you?
Oh, I'm awesome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I got a chance to talk to Dale, the main man, live on the radio, and help a lot of our members this morning.
Yeah, yes, you did. I actually listened to that episode, and I'll tell you what, I learned things about you, Casey, that I didn't know. I mean, I thought I knew you pretty well, but man, I don't know you as well as I thought I knew you. That's what we're going to get into today. We're going to get to know you. We're going to get to understand your story. We're going to understand where you started and where you're trying to get to, because we can all learn from you. So let's get into it. Where did you start, Casey? Don't tell me I was born to my mom and dad. I don't want to hear that stuff. Tell me about, you know, after you got out of school, what was your glide path like? What were you doing?
Well, I joined the Marine Corps immediately after school, mainly because, you know, the recruiter lied to me and said what a great, wonderful world I'm about to go into. And for somebody that doesn't like authority figures and likes to do things himself, the Marine Corps was a blessing. It taught me a lot of discipline, but also was a curse because I had drill instructors yelling at me every day.
Yeah, I didn't have Marine Corps drill instructors yelling at me. I had Army drill instructors just as bad, cut from the same cloth. But yeah, they have a tendency to kind of shape our world, do they not?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, when you're put on a 30-mile road hump and you're not going to quit, even though you think you're going to die, it teaches you a valuable lesson of just keeping pushing forward, keeping your head down and grinding and moving forward in self-discipline. And that's the main lesson I learned from the Marine Corps.
So when your time with the Marines came to an end, what was your game plan? Where did you shift your focus?
Well, you know, I really had the thought in my mind that I was going to go ahead and, get a fitness trainer job, make some money, because I liked working with people and talking with people and being hands-on. I liked teaching. I also wanted to get my degree. And, you know, in the beginning of my financial world collapsed after I got let go of being a fitness trainer. I was very good at my job, so good that they moved me up to Washington, D.C. to take over three gyms up there. And after a while, I noticed that I was broke all the time. And that's because the cost of living is so much higher there. And so when you put, you know, pen to paper, I realized that the cost of living in San Antonio was so much cheaper, and I needed to move back down to San Antonio. So when I asked to do that, my employers, they said, sure, you know, go ahead and move yourself back with at a cost of $3,000. So I paid $3,000 for a moving van, moved back down to San Antonio with my family, showed up to work on Monday, and they let me go because they didn't have room for me there. And so now, you know, I'm broke, I'm destitute, I have a wife and a brand, not even a baby, but a baby, you know, baby, a bun in the oven. And, you know, I had to figure out what I was going to do. So, you know, you start losing the cars or the houses and, you know, I had my country song. My country song is I lost the house, lost the car, lost the dog, I lost everything. All that was done. You know, you pick your stuff back up and you start figuring out, all right, well, what is it that I really want to do with my life? And I saw an ad in a paper about being a firefighter paramedic, and I was like, you know what? That's what I've always wanted to be, you know? And I decided to go ahead and try out, and got hired on as a firefighter, went to the academy a year later, trained my clients at night, went to the academy during the day, got hired on as a firefighter a year later. They put me through paramedic school. And, you know, when you're working 24, 48 hours, you have plenty of time to study. And so what was I studying? I was studying ways to make money, because I was never going to have somebody have control over my finances again. I did get my degree. I went to the fire chief and I said, hey, I got my business degree. How much money do I get a raise? And he said, well, it doesn't take a degree to put the wet stuff on the red stuff. So, no.
So basically, you've got this dream job, this job that, you know, all of us as little kids, one of those things we want to grow up to be is a firefighter. You land the job and, you know, you think everything is going good for you, only to find out that your boss is telling you, yeah, you know, congratulations on your degree, but you didn't necessarily need that because you're a firefighter now. And when we come back, we're going to get into what being a firefighter was like and how it changed Casey's life. We'll be back right after this.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
So imagine a life where you graduate from high school and you go into the United States Marine Corps and you learn skill sets that only a Marine can learn, and you practice those skill sets that only a Marine can actually practice. And then you serve your time in the military, you do great things, and you separate from the Marine Corps, and then you go into the fitness business and you're exceptional at what you do. You're the best of the best, to the point where your company wants to relocate you to a different area because they have struggling fitness gyms that need your attention, only to find out that, you know, ultimately that's not really what they wanted to do for you, and that whole thing just kind of melted away. So you follow another passion and you become a firefighter and a paramedic at that, and you do the business of protecting society. You know, these are all, in my opinion, just, you know, great jobs. These are things that young kids grow up and want to do. And my guest today, Casey, he's done all of them, but at a certain point, there was something missing. There was something that just wasn't there, something that just was creating a void. Casey, what was that void in your life?
Control over my financial destination. I had big dreams, big goals, and being a firefighter paramedic on salary, where you only got a 2% increase if you were lucky that year, it wasn't going to pay out what I wanted it to pay out. And then finally the pension, We weren't a big city like San Antonio, so our pension was very, very low. Whenever I looked online after 20 years of service, because I wasn't an officer or whatever, it was like $1,400 a month. And that really deflated my ego because I had bigger dreams than that. And whenever I joined Lifestyles as a member, and I figured, man, I only need to do three properties, and I have the same income that I do, you know, if I did 20 years, 25 years of fire department, going into hot houses or doing CPR, you know, on somebody. I love doing all of that, but fire's hot, and being woken up in the middle of the night, you know, 6-7 times a night, it gets tiring after a little while, and so you'll get burned out very, very quickly. And so I really, really wanted to take a break from that and follow my passions, which was real estate. I saw an opportunity when they asked if I wanted to become a realtor with you guys, and I jumped on it. You know, I took a leap of faith.
So you'd become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You went through the 2-day financial freedom course that all of us go through. What was the epiphany coming out of that course? Did you find what you were looking for?
Yeah, of course. I found that this was in San Antonio, so it was in my market. I found that they had vendors. You had your contractors, you had your CPAs, you had your insurance ladies, insurance people, all of that stuff. And that was worth it to me that we're in San Antonio. And then when I went to the case study, I saw them present the actual real numbers of their properties, and they put up the address, and they kind of, you know, they pulled the curtain back to show everything. And I knew where these streets were, and I knew where the house was, and I knew what the house looked like. And so I was really intrigued, like, okay, this is real. This isn't some company that comes into town and, you know, get you all rah-rahed up and then tries to charge you $30,000, you know, just to get a set of DVDs and books and, a phone number where they can mentor you on by phone. They had good ideas, I guess, but they just didn't have any application. And Lifestyles had the application here in San Antonio, and that's why I joined.
You decided to make a complete paradigm shift in your life. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. So what did you do when it came to your first investment? I mean, did you do the things that Del Walmsley points out in the Financial Freedom course, or did you follow a different path?
You know, I went through the 2-day, I was a member, and, you know, credit means credibility. And so my credit wasn't the best because I was a Dave Ramsey fan, and I had paid off all of my debt for a while. And so when I went to the lender said, hey, your credit score is way too low. And I said, well, why is that? I don't have any debt. And they said, well, that's exactly why. Come back in 2 years. So I had to figure out a way to get in the game and start doing stuff. And so I partnered up. I found a partner that would go on the very first property. And of course, the partner didn't really want to do rentals. He wanted to do a flip, you know, that fast money.
Yeah.
So we did a fix and flip. And, you know, I got it from a wholesaler, a local wholesaling company, and, you know, paid too much for it. And I used their general contractor, paid too much for them. And, you know, 4 months of hard work and getting in there and getting it done, I netted $500 after 4 months. And that's because I knew the roofer, and the roofer gave me $500 discount
wow.
on the property.
So,
yeah. That was a true eye-opener as far as, okay, well, this is the process of finding a house. This is the process of fixing it up and using contractors. And, you know, they were great contractors, but their prices were inflated. The wholesaler had inflated what the property was valued at and deflated what it needed to be worked on. And I just learned, you know, baptism by fire on my very first property.
So I think it's safe to say you learned a ton of information, but you really spent 4 months educating yourself and really didn't make any money in the process.
No, no. So my partner and I decided, you know what, let's go ahead and we'll move that money. We got our money back, you know, and we'll go ahead and buy a little rental, and we'll use Lifestyles, one of our oldest Lifestyles vendors. He's been around since the very beginning, and he was amazing to work with. And you know, being the firefighter, we're not supposed to lift a hammer. And this is a true story. Not supposed to lift a hammer, but I was really trying to keep my budget low. So I decided that I was going to do some of the work, like paint the kitchen cabinets. So on my 48 hours off over the weekend, I decided that I was going to take all the doors and take all the hinges and everything out into the front yard. And I was going to sand sand this thing down, and I was going to make the cabinets beautiful and save myself some money. Well, I spent all weekend doing that, and yeah, they turned out great. It was like 3-4 layers of paint and scraping and getting the cabinets were perfect. And I put them back on, and Monday morning, the guys came back in, and they said, oh, that looks great. And I told them what I had done over the weekend. They were like, well, it would have taken us about an hour. Because they had already had the technique down. They were going to use the liquid peat bosser or whatever and then spray them, and then it looked just fine. And I was like, oh, man. But overall, we rented the house. We've had it rented out with only two tenants since 2013. And we've been cash flowing the whole time, you know, and even pulled out some money.
So the lessons learned so far are don't do fix and flips because those don't work and don't work in your business. And okay, so far you're testing all of the teaching philosophies that Del Walmsley points out in our 2-day financial freedom seminar, and you're proving him right. Hey, I'll tell you what, Casey, we're getting ready to go to break. When we come back, I want to get more inside your mind and learn more information from you. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Now, I don't want you to think that I'm picking on Casey because I'm not. I really, really like Casey. I've known him for probably about 2 years now. We met at Lifestyles Unlimited. I remember going through a 2-day financial freedom seminar with him. You know, I've had the opportunity to go on single family road trips that Lifestyles Unlimited provides for the challenge and the preferred members. And I've really had a great opportunity to get to know them. So what I'm trying to do is help you understand that we're all human and we all start in a particular place, especially when it comes to trying to change our lives. And Casey's no different. You know, Casey started at a place where he didn't have a lot of money and he didn't have a lot of credit. So he had to do the things that were necessary to help get him into the game. Well, he made a mistake, but I'll tell you what, he learned from that mistake and he turned that mistake into a win. I'm not going to get into all the properties that Casey has dealt with because he's dealt with a lot of different properties. He's done a lot of remarkable things. What I'd like to do is I'd like to talk about the two deals he recently did. He actually picked up a property and he renovated this thing. This thing needed a lot of work. You and I would have probably looked at that property and went, no way, Jose, I am not doing that property. But Casey, through the fact that he has trained himself, through the fact that he has experience, he took the project on. He went ahead and took the bull by the horns. Casey, tell me how that property, you know, what transpired in that particular deal and how did that property turn out? I'm talking about that Misty Ash property.
Sure. So after I made a major mistake on one of my flips and lost a ton of money, I had to regroup. And so I was able to use my VA and move into another property, a personal residence, for zero down. And I sold my personal residence. And I got an equity capture of about $78,000. And so using that money, I was able to start buying some rental properties and doing it the Lifestyles way. I'd already been in Lifestyles for a long time. I already knew the map, and I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I had done it before on an owner-financed property, and I knew rentals worked. So I bought a couple of properties, and then this package of two properties came up at the same time. They were right next to each other at a discount. They were best buddies wanting to sell and go buy a, you know, 6 acres and go move out. And so I got a discount on these properties. One of them was a pretty easy rehab, and I can get it rented out pretty quickly. And the other one was a total dog. And I mean, it needed everything. And when I say everything, I actually put it on a road trip for our members to see because I wanted them to see the dirty and nasty, you know, the worst case scenario. What is it going to look like if you, a member, wants to take on a really nasty house with a large rehab? This thing needed foundation, it needed plumbing, it needed a new roof, PC, cosmetics, new kitchens, new bathrooms, new everything, garage door opener. And so, they got to walk through that. I got to rent it out in one day. We fixed it up, best product, best price, put it on the market, boom. I rented in 24 hours. I had several phone calls. I had five applicants. We ran three people's credit, and the first person that it came back with a credit check, and we did our background check on them, and boom, done. And they're moving in on the first. I'm super excited about all that. So,
what kind of equity did you capture by taking those properties on?
Well, I was able to get a 100% capital gains return plus, and I picked up $35,000 in each house. Now, the first one, like I said, they were bought together. It was at a discount, but it really was a whole lot of rehab, and I was able to rent that out pretty quickly within. I had the rehab that on that one done in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, and then we rented it out in cash flow in about $200 to $250 a month ever since with $35,000 in equity. But this dog, I picked up another $35,000 in equity, and I'm expecting about $250 a month as well cash flow. And that's just because the taxes went up. It went from a nasty house to a beautiful house, and now the taxes went up to correlate with that. And, of course, what am I going to do? I'm going to fight those taxes and try to get them lowered.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, I mean, because all those tax bills came out kind of late this year, so the whole cycle is just, I don't know, it's goofy right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one of the things that you do is you dedicate a lot of your time to working with the Lifestyles Unlimited members that are part of the Challenge and the Preferred programs that are looking for single family investments. What is it like to work with members that are, you know, trying to do the same thing that you've been able to accomplish yourself?
Well, I do have a lot of experience in both rehab and property acquisitions, finding them. So when I'm working with the new members, I'm also a realtor, so I'm only allowed to facilitate the transaction. But if they ask me my opinion, I could tell them, my opinion is this, but you have a mentor, and that's who you need to talk to. Your mentor doesn't have any skin in the game. Your mentor has, you know, several properties under their belt, but at least they know that they're working with, you know, me, that I have a lot of experience as well. And we walk about 200 properties a year. We analyze about 200 properties a year. We're blasting out several per week. And, you know, so we have a lot of experience as far as the numbers. The numbers are the numbers, and they keep coming back about the same. You know, it's this amount per square foot for flooring and this amount per square foot for paint. Why? Because we know that that's what the general contractors that are vendors are telling us. And so we could put that in our little analysis sheet. It's not our numbers, it's their numbers, you know. Or if we think that it could be, you know, worth this much after it's all repaired, well, it's not us saying that, it's the data saying that. So the data on the MLS in the last 6 to 12 months have stated, you know, this is what it should go for whenever you're all fixed up and you make it look like these particular properties, this is what you should expect, just as well as what kind of rent can you do. And a lot of times we're very, very conservative as far as the agents, and a lot of the members will come back and say, hey, man, I even got it for $50, $75 more than what you said they could rent for. And, you know, it's like, well, all right, good for you. I'd rather have that than the other way.
What's it like working with wholesalers? Now, for a lot of folks listening to the show, they're not familiar with the term of wholesaling. Can you tell us a little bit about wholesaling and what it's like to utilize wholesalers?
Wholesalers are the we buy ugly houses kind of guys. They're the ones where you drive around, you see the signs, we buy houses for cash, that kind of stuff. What they're going to do is they're going to sit down at the kitchen table with the seller who's motivated. Either they're getting a divorce or their house is pretty roughed up or it's an estate sale or something. And they can't really put it on the normal market because it's all beat up. And so these wholesalers will sit at the kitchen table and they will hammer out a deal, a price for it. And then they'll turn around and they'll sell it, flip that paper over to us, bring us the property, and they want a fee for it, a kind of a finder's fee. And so we'll analyze the property, make sure that it's a good deal for our members. We send it out, and then if we can get a buyer for them, then the wholesaler gets paid. Now, a lot of wholesalers will kind of build their own buyer's list and that kind of stuff, but they've realized that you know, Lifestyles as a group has a lot of leverage because we're going to be able to close. We're all pre-qualified. We're all educated. We've all gone through, you know, the same lessons. We know what we're doing. And so we're going to offer and we're going to close on these properties. And a lot of the wholesalers, they want that sure thing, that solid thing. Like if I sell to this guy, he's going to close within 10 days. And now I'm going to get my money so I can go out and do more wholesaling.
Hold that thought, Casey. We're going to break. And when we come back, we're going to get some more information right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You know, Casey, you live by a set of principles that govern your investing experience. And I know that these principles, you know, some of them came at kind of a big cost. You had to learn some important and at times expensive lessons. But you have come up with some things that I think that are noteworthy. And I'd just like to cover them if you're okay with that.
Sure. Yeah.
You say becoming an expert in something either costs sweat or cash. What do you mean by that?
That first property was baptism by fire. So either I'm one of those guys that's going to learn things that I guess the hard way, but I'm just going to keep moving forward. You can either pay for it, you know, and learn from other people's mistakes, like our program, and or you can kind of do both and go, you know, make the mistakes on your own. But, you know, you're either going to lose money or you're going to make very little, but you put a lot of sweat and soul into that property. Or that lesson, and you know you're gonna learn either by sweat or cash, one way or another.
Now you also say protect your credit at all costs, meaning credit means credibility. What are you implying there?
Well, I was a huge Dave Ramsey fan at the time, and so you know in my mind I didn't need credit because I was going to pay everything cash. But you know, trying to come up with $150,000 to buy one property. You know, when you're only making $40,000 as a firefighter, is inconceivable. So I had to, when I went to my first lender, they looked at me and said, hey, you don't have any credit. You don't have any history with credit, so you don't have a credit score, and so come back in 2 years. And I was really, really deflated, but that was, you know, 2012, 2013. So since then, I'm a hawk when it comes to my credit, you know, and I've seen my credit score go up and up and up, which means that these lenders are, you know, willing to lend me the money so I can go do these properties the right way.
Do you find a correlation between a better credit score and the pricing you receive on your mortgages?
Not only the mortgages, but also on my insurance. And so now my cash on cash returns are higher because I'm getting better rates, both through the lender and through insurance. Yeah, definitely. And then when you refinance, you know, and you want to try to pull some money back out to continue moving on, then, you know, if you have great credit, then, you know, you're rocking and rolling.
You've got another statement, and it's a little lengthy, but I'll read it. It says, speed before greed. Time is more valuable. Pay your contractors what they're worth. Don't fight over the scraps. Keep the larger picture in mind.
Well, so many times do I have sometimes members fighting over, you know, $300, $400, $500. Or they want to raise the rent up by $50, you know, or something like that. So if you do the math, we'll just use this example. I'm telling you it's going to be $1,200 a month to rent it out, best product, best price. You decide, you know what, I want $1,250 because my house looks the best. Well, $50 times 12 is $600 for the year. If you let your property sit over, you know, one more month without somebody in there, then that's way more than $600 just for your payment and your taxes and insurance. So speed before greed. When I'm talking about contractors want to get paid, and they want to get paid quickly. Obviously, instead of trying to nickel and dime them, you know what the value is, as long as they can get in there and get it done. Because, again, you're on a time clock. You've got hard money costs. You've got holding costs. You've got, CPS, lights and water and all of these different costs. And you can't sit there and jerk your contractor around over a few $100 versus just paying him, getting him in there and getting him out so that way you can get it rented. Because once you get it rented, well, now you're looking at cash flow potentially for the rest of your life.
Wow, I like that, what you just said. Cash flow for the rest of your life. I mean, that you made my eyes perk up.
Mm-hmm.
And my ears.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about. I mean, at the end of the day, it's that cash flow that's coming in that's helping to change our situations. It's allowing us to use that cash flow to replace the expenses or pay for those expenses that we endure on a daily basis.
Right.
Tell me about the five rocks. There's a story of the five rocks that Del Walmsley has taught to you. What is the essence of that story?
Well, he talks about the five rocks as far as, you know, what are the five biggest things that in your life that you want to put and fill up your life? Because all the other minutia that comes after it will still fill you up, but you got to put the five rocks in first. So he uses the story of a professor is talking in front of the class, and he has a glass with a glass jar, and he puts five rocks into it, and he asks the class if the jar is full, and they all say yes. And then he puts in the marbles, and he asks them again, is it full? And he says yes. Then he puts in the sand. Again, he asks, is it full? And they say, yes, it's full. And then he puts it in the water. Now is it full? And they say yes. Okay, well, what is the lesson? And they all say, well, that you can always put in more stuff in your life. You can always put more and more and more and more. And he goes, no, that's not the lesson. The lesson is you got to put the five rocks, the five most important things in your life first. And that really hit me hard because, it's like fitness is one of my rocks. My family is one of my rocks. If you get your spirituality, that's one of your rocks. Obviously, making money or your professional life is a rock. So you got to determine what are the five rocks in your life first. And all the other stuff comes behind those five rocks, and you're still going to have a full life.
Wow, you told that story very well.
I've heard it
a couple times. Yeah. Well, it's all part of paying attention and listening to what is presented, and then turning around and applying it in our lives. Correct.
Right. Yeah. His concept of chunking, whenever I took his 2 days, really helped me. The idea of chunking, you get one little house and it takes care of your CPS bill, your electric bill. You get another house and that takes care of it. I never have to pay my electric bill ever again. If I buy another house, then I don't have to pay my water bill ever again. My tenants are paying for that. And so I itemize my expenses and I'm just knocking them out with each house that I buy until I'm finally financially free. That's my goal.
How long do you think it's going to take for you to achieve that goal?
Let's say I got four right now, probably another 2 years.
Okay.
Realistically, another 2 years, realistically.
Okay. So. Because I think it's fair to say that the income you're trying to replace now is different than that of the income you had as a firefighter.
Yeah, I tried to keep my expenses down. That's called Parkinson's Law. You make more money, then you're going to spend more. And I've really tried to fight that. Yes, the income has gone up since being a firefighter because fire department is, it's supply and demand. There's a lot of demand for being a firefighter. Everybody wants to be a firefighter, so they don't have to pay you a lot. And you have no control over how much you get paid. You could be the best firefighter in the world, but you're still making just as much as the other firefighters on your team. regardless. And so when I became a realtor, if I wanted to be the best realtor, or, you know, I wanted to sell so many properties, then I was able to, you know, increase my income quite a bit. But I really, really wanted to fight that Parkinson's law. And so we live off of a very small percentage of what I make. And then the other income all goes towards single family investments, all of it. And that's about 50% now.
That's a pretty big number. I would venture to say that, you know, a lot of the folks listening to us right now, that if you told them they had to live off of 50% of what they're making, they would have a challenge doing that.
Yeah. You know, I certainly did. You know, you make $40,000-$50,000 a year as a firefighter, and, you know, that's what I particularly was making. And so your bills come in and you're paying the bills and you have nothing left at the end of the month. And it's like, well, how are you supposed to save even a down payment for your rental property unless you take on a second or third job? And then if you do that, then you don't get to spend any time with your family, all because somebody else controls your paycheck. So if you open up a business or you go on your own, or if you become a realtor, you know, which is self-employed contractor type of thing, then you're able to at least have a little bit more control over your income, you know, based on market. If the market likes what you're doing, then you're going to get paid more. And then if you get paid more, well, then don't go blow it on a boat. Go invest in properties and then use that income from the properties to go blow on a boat.
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much sums it all up. It sums up the whole concept of chunking. So, Casey, I want to say thank you for coming on the show today. I know that, you know, your time could be spent elsewhere, but I'm glad that you decided to spend your time helping others get to where you've achieved. And for those of you that want to check us out at Lifestyles Unlimited and you want to check out a case study, send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com, and I'll get you connected. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.